now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came. Your
boy! Welcome everyone to the SNL Premier League podcast here on V2Football. Of course, still sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. What's that, huh?
That's your
national badge, is it?
National badge.
Oy, oy.
Crest.
Your crest. That's a good word, crest. Don't use it enough.
No.
Don't use it enough. Al, newly found Czech.
Ancestry.
Slavic.
Bohemian.
Bohemian. Just like Freddie Mercury said.
Yeah.
Just the same. Yes, of course, we are sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. Whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And of course they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt or print, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and complete the original artoffootball.com at artoffootball on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and of course enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% off at checkout, ladies and gentlemen. Plenty of football to chitter-chatter about, Al, but a quick catch-up, apart from finding out about your ancestry, your family tree.
Slavic.
We'll be not too, son. Anything? Nothing? Anything to report?
Oh, I can't remember. It's been like 2 weeks, isn't it?
Of course, we had international break, didn't we?
Yeah,
of course we did.
I have realised. I listened to the last episode.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It was you.
First 5 minutes, I went and then I stopped for some reason. I crashed where I was listening on. But in the first 5 minutes, I must have said the word fuck about 50 times.
It does come out of your mouth quite a lot.
Jesus, I swear a lot, don't I?
I deliberately cut mine down to compensate for your over-swearing.
I don't realise that I swear that much, see? It's just part of my vocabulary.
It must be me. Bring out worse excuse on that's what
but
it is.
But apparently, if you swear a lot, it's a sign of honesty.
Is it really? Yeah. Well, fuck me, it is.
Yeah, I stopped and listened to the other day. I'm like, God, I don't swear.
Huh?
I need to cut that fucking shit out.
Do, son, you need to cut that out.
So,
he's cutting it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to say that we should have a swear jar. The Arsenal Premier League swear jar.
Swear jar?
And every time you hear the word...
I've brought you change with me, son.
F-U-C-K. Didn't say it. Spelt it. We've got to put money in.
I haven't brought the coppers with me, son.
So you let us know, because I wouldn't know if I said it.
Just comes out, doesn't it, son?
Just comes out.
Swear does. Well, I haven't been up to nothing. I've been watching Tank Dell. Did they tell you about this?
Yeah, what you said to me. When you text me back, I'm like, oh yeah, I know that. I've seen that.
That's about all I've been doing. I've been working and watching Tank.
Yeah. I have seen it a couple of years back, yeah.
Oh,
making big goldfish bowls.
Pretty much, yeah. Back to aquariums, though.
You get stuff for life, you do, son.
It's absolutely terrible, but I can't stop watching it. I don't know why. Anyone out there, check it out, guys. It's on Animal Planet, I think it is. But yeah, I'm just obsessed with it. I've got to watch them all now, son. Like Pokemon, I've got to catch them all, son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
Gotta get it out the system. Anyway, we'll move on to the football play. Talk about, of course, the biggest game of the weekend turned out to be the shittest game of the... Ah, oh, there it is.
Ah, you said shit. There it is. Oh, I'm just referring to the F-U-C-K.
Oh, I'm at your happy days.
Yeah,
the shittest game of the weekend. Liverpool against Manchester United. 0-0 Al, early kick-off.
I watched about 40 minutes of it.
Oh, it's absolutely... It's Mourinho.
Up the pish,
mate. It was Mourinho parked the bus. Liverpool had some chance. Did you see De Gea's save with his foot?
Did I?
Oh, I tell you what. Beautiful.
I was weeping because it was like watching myself play when I was a kid. Right?
That's what ran through my mind, son.
Always saved with my legs. That's, like, yeah, De Gea.
Exactly. That's what they're there for, son.
That's what they're for. Loads of goalkeepers don't use their bloody legs to save.
Exactly.
Use your legs.
Exactly.
You don't just save your arms.
Yeah.
Use your legs.
And it was...
And De Gea, he uses them well.
He does.
Oh, it was a hell of a save, wasn't it?
Oh, fantastic. In fact, you won't see a better save in that off season.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was so quick as well, isn't it? But then when you see the replays, quick up, son, you see that slowed down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that's beautiful, that is.
Majestic, you was going to say that.
Majestic,
it?
I was going to say it. Yeah. And I stopped myself. I want to say something else then. I don't know what he's saying.
I think the word majestic.
Yeah, I should have went with it. I shouldn't have stopped myself. Anyway. I don't know why I'm laughing.
What episode's that? 7, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't got a clue, mate. Hey, you know, I laugh my way through most of them nowadays. Just hope to get to the end, you know what I mean? Have a good week and be lucky, innit? But yes, Liverpool had a good few chances. But I said, United parked the bus, as they say, and settled for a point. Obviously, they've had a good couple of injuries, haven't they? Fellaini out. He got injured on Belgium duty, didn't he?
Who?
Fellaini.
Oh, yeah.
Player of the season.
Fell on his head, didn't he?
But yeah, so it turned out to be the worst game of the weekend, really. It's always the way, though, isn't it? These huge games, they build them up so much, and it's always just absolute dire, you know what I mean? Absolute dire. So we move on then, 3 o'clock kickoffs, and the mighty Burnley against West Ham. One each this one out. Burnley went 1-0 down.
The North Clarets versus the South Clarets.
Oh, the clash of the Clarets.
Yeah, Clarets and
Burnley. I wonder if anyone had used that headline. They should have.
No, they should have. They will now.
Hey, it's majestic, son. Anyway, Mikhail Antonio.
Mikhail Gorbachev scored.
with the opener for West Ham. Who officially Joe Hart accredited with the assist for that one.
Well, it was a long ball, was it?
Well, I assume so. Unless he fucking done a little jinky run down the wing, I don't know. Jesus, <like, "Son." laughs> Crossed it in for him. And he, Carroll, sent off for the Hammers.
Yeah,
in the first
minute,
half. 27, booked in the first book in 25th or 26th.
Yeah.
Sent off the next minute or 2 minutes later, whatever it is. Oh, fucking donkey, man. But then Burnley, second half, as they do, grind out results. Chris Wood with the equaliser. Scoring for fun since his move from Leeds, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
Leeds. I don't know how many, he must have a good 3, maybe 4 goals so far since his move. 15 million, was it?
No, New Zealand as well.
New Zealand, am I?
Crass. Have you met my mate Marty? Pirate. Have you ever seen Pirate, eh?
Pirate. But yeah, one each. Burnley.
Hey. What were we again?
They ground out Ballard.
Ballard.
To another point, continuing their good run this season. So result, really. I think they're both, Burnley just pushing top half. West Ham could have been if they got the 3 points, but so result, really. You know what I mean? Found nothing in it. So move on then, down south, London. Biggest shock of the weekend, Al. Crystal Palace.
Yes.
Two goals they scored against Chelsea.
We should try and phone Roy later, see if we can get him on.
See if we can get him online. See if we can get him online. Sip of tea. I'm sure he'll be more than willing to oblige.
Yeah.
But yes, Crystal Palace went 1-0 up as Pilu Quetta with the own goal. A little bit of a bounce about in the box, just trickled in. Chelsea equalised with Bakayoko.
Bakayoko. Going loco, down in Bakayoko. If you stay too long.
He must sing that, surely.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Could you class that as racist nowadays? Everything's classed
going
as racist
loco,
nowadays.
Down in Bakayoko.
No. Going loco. He's not Mexican, is he? Yeah. No. Anyway, there we are.
We're down in Acapulco.
Wilfred Zaha with a winner for Crystal Palace just before half time.
Winnie.
First game back, wasn't it, for him?
First game back, yeah.
Had a hell of a game as well, all over the place. Such a difference Palace look with someone like that up front. Benteke is always a threat, but he can't make the runs and be as, well, he's not as quick as Zaha, first of all. He doesn't run the lines and wings and get in behind as much. So such a huge boost to have him back, obviously, and prove the case with a 2-1 win.
Although bloody Sissoko almost balls directly at the end, see?
Oh.
Back heel into the bloody Cesc Fabregas in the box. What the fuck are they doing? Silly. Oh, I said it.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't know, like, when I pitched. That's one. That's
in
one.
In a jar, son, in a jar.
That's a penny.
Christmas fun. That's a Christmas night out sorted,
Christmas, son. We'll have to talk about that. Where's our Christmas party, son? Christmas do? Probably be where we go and see new Star Wars films, son.
Yeah. When's that out, son?
14th of December, 16th of December.
Is it? Yeah. I haven't told her yet.
Yeah. She let you out, son.
I don't know, mind. I don't know. but yeah, Chelsea had a good few efforts. Just couldn't break it through. Obviously missing, what's his name? Striker.
Morata. He's injured, isn't he?
That's right. Bachoy Soup started, but didn't have the same impact as he usually does when he comes on from the bench. Just couldn't do nothing, really. The runs weren't there. Couldn't get on the end of nothing.
That was coming in, I think.
Who's that?
Chelsea. Get goals, I think.
Two losses now on a shot, isn't it?
Bachoy. He's out before Christmas, Tony Conte,
he'll be gone. He'll be on his ass. But, yeah, Bachoy, been a massive impact player from the bench. It's a different thing now, starting the games there. It may be, you know, he's going to need a couple of games to get into the stride of, you know, having that intensity and making them runs for 90 minutes as opposed to 20 minutes. So give him a couple of games, he might start bagging them in. You know, he's been, you
mind
know.
Mind you might have heard our last podcast with the bridge over the River Bachoy. So he might have been offended by that.
He probably is. Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't
can't
be?
Do his accent, but I'm just going to...
No.
I'm bloody offended, I am.
That's him, spot on.
Spot on, isn't it? He's from the North Wales, isn't he?
Yeah.
He sounds a double F all the time.
That's right.
I was listening to the Arsenal podcast, Premier League podcast,
yeah.
And they mentioned me, and they used me in a pun. I was very disappointed, I was. Very.
That is a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen, from Bachoy.
North Walian.
Bachoy Soup.
Oh, dear. Like Terry Griffiths. Terry, I'm always sad, Griffiths.
Terry Griffiths.
I won the lottery, boys. I won £168. I'm over the moon.
No one knows who you're talking about.
Terry Griffiths.
They don't know, do they?
They know Terry Griffiths.
The young pups out there don't know, son.
Snooker player.
Well, they know now.
People who listen to the show watch snooker, son.
Yeah.
It goes parcel with football, snooker, darts.
Hand in hand, don't it?
Hand in hand, don't it? It's a pub sport.
That's right. Yeah, right.
So good, I named it three times. Pub.
You just try not to swear, son, I know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's it. When you hear me stuttering, it's me trying to not swear.
Can't afford another penny, son. Chelsea, two losses in a row now, and obviously after the break, game's coming thick and fast now with the Champions League starting again midweek. So they need to get back to winning ways, as they say. I don't know who they got next week. I haven't got a clue with the fixtures. So.
I'll get the fixtures up.
I'll tell you now, they got Watford.
Watford, oh, that's going to be our game.
Watford early kick-off on a Saturday. Watford obviously on a high, as we'll talk about.
Look at that address there, son. That's Tony Mulberry's.
Mulberry. Down in the country now, is he?
Yeah.
Well, there we are.
He shits pork pies.
Fuck, it looks like one.
That's a jar.
Right, who have we got next?
£2
£2? Jesus. Right, we got... goals, Al. Manchester City.
Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
I changed my dream team.
Oh.
I put Mkhitaryan in. But also got rid of Javier Junias.
No.
I did a fuck. Jesus. He's not going to... I don't think... So I put Anthony Martial in because he had more points. He's doing well, isn't he?
He
like
did nothing this season.
Dildo.
Javier, of course, with two goals. As that main road as Man City, 7-2 winners.
Shocking.
Jesus.
Against Stoke.
Sterling, Silva.
Jesus. Don't make it.
Fernandinho with a walk.
Cross the ball and...
Go on, Sam, finish it. No, you can't think. Can you? Can't think. No, don't start these things. I can't finish it.
I'm starting laughing.
Don't start. No, we can't finish it. Fernandinho with a walk. Bullet of a strike. He'll be called up for England now next week. Sane and Bernardo Silva, David's younger brother, of course, with the seventh goal. Mama Biram Diouf with the goal in first half for Stoke. Kyle Walker with the own goal after the break for Stoke. I mean, they're scoring for foul. Is it third game now? Five goals at home in a row. They're looking like world beaters, son. Kevin De Bruyne, what a game. Didn't get on a score sheet, but he was setting them all up.
Good, we're looking at Champions League there. And teams.
Champions League and teams, man. But Kevin, the absolute wonder show, another great game from him. Taking off to a standing ovation. They just look a class apart from everyone at the moment.
Have they really played any big teams yet?
Well, you'd say no. Well, you can only say Liverpool, really. And obviously they took them apart.
I said big teams.
He took them apart, of course, once they went down to 10 men when Mane started playing kickboxer, wasn't
it? Yeah, he's out.
Yes, he's out for a good couple of weeks now, isn't he? but they're sort now. Obviously, Pep, he's got to play it exactly how he wants them.
Still not happy, though, with reports?
No. I don't think he'll be there long. Maybe this season or next season, I think he'll be gone, to be honest with you.
He'll be past Saint-Germain.
Well, same and Ozzy fighting for this job, isn't it? Mourinho come out today or yesterday. Something about United won't be my last job. Oh. I won't finish my career here, something.
He's always wanted to coach Portugal, hasn't he?
Yeah. It'll be his last job.
Win the World Cup for Portugal.
Yeah, he's got no chance now. He needs to do it for Ronaldo retires, hasn't he? It's not going to happen otherwise, is it?
Because they've got no players. Who never know, Nani might become a good player one day.
He's still got potential, isn't he? Still got potential.
Is he Valencia, isn't he, or something?
Has he gone there? Yeah, he went to Fenerbahce, didn't he, or something?
Valencia, I think so.
But yeah, Mourinho come out and said his son was in, lives in London, went to watch a match, and instead of coming to watch Man United, he went off to France to watch Paris Saint-Germain, huh? And he said, you can't blame him, some magic going on there at the moment, the youthfulness about them and magic about them. So he's going to be fighting Pep for that job, without a doubt, sir. Without a doubt, in a couple of years. He doesn't stay long, as we know.
No.
We've always discussed, everyone knows.
Like the Lillis Hobo. There's a voice, keep on calling me, down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every step I make,
I make a new friend. Back again.
I make a new friend. Don't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again.
I'm gone again, I'm not back again.
Maybe tomorrow I'll go to Sarah Benjamin. I want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I just keep moving on. Hey, have you seen this, son? Seen this?
What are we looking at here?
Tropical storm heading our way.
No.
Hurricane Ophelia, is it? Ophelia?
Oh, like a Solero, son.
Yeah, look at this. Heading right towards
us. Right towards the UK.
Right towards us. Look,
it's because he's pushing it, man.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
You tell him to stop pushing it that way.
Is that Thomas Shakanaka?
He's got a hell of a name, isn't he?
Warning. Apparently, it's still a hurricane at the moment, but when it reaches us...
Warning wind.
It'll be tropical storm.
My missus sticks that sign on me every day.
Yeah. My mum's got one tattooed on her ass.
Warning. I've seen it many a times.
I know. I keep telling her to put her dresses down. Look at it. Oh, no. 70 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And we're right in the bloody tail end of it. Look at that.
Oh,
thank God we're not in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No.
80 miles out there.
We're all going to be blown off.
Oh, God. There'll be leprechauns flying over the place.
Wind gusts. Monday afternoon. What have we got? Time is going.
What's
going on?
You carry on with the podcast, Sam.
Carry on. Who are we talking about here, then?
We talk about Mourinho.
Oh, right, because we're on old Manchester City and Pep Guardiola's Manchester City, of course. Much like Harry Kane's Tottenham Hotspurs. Looking, as we said, unstoppable. So let's move on then to... A team very close to me now, of course, Swansea City. 2-0 winners against Huddersfield Town. Tammy Abraham with 2 goals, and the second goal, Jordan Ayew, wasn't very happy about it, of course, dinked over the keeper, and at Tammy just tapped it in. Wasn't happy about it, but I think he had to. I think the defender had a good chance of clearing it if he wasn't there. So, you right, Al?
Fine.
How's it looking, son?
How's it looking?
Is it cooked? Is it done? Cooked right through. Good. Alex, ladies and gentlemen, cooking it. Oof, look at that.
Bush.
How big was that turkey? Look at the legs.
I know, the massive.
How big was the rest of him? Fucking hell, son. Ah, oh, another one for the jar. Got it. But yes, Swansea City, they needed that win, of course. They've been lacking goals all season, really. Tammy Abraham with 4 goals. Stuck well, Swansea out.
You're talking. People saying, why is he cooking turkey legs? I like to get prepared before Christmas, son. I like to rehearse.
Yes, he does. He's a perfectionist, is Al. I don't know why you're doing it in the studio. Do it in the house next time, will you?
Well, it's your fucking fault. Oh! It's two.
I don't know why it's funny.
It's your fault for putting an oven in the studio.
I'm sorry. I know. You know I get peckish, son.
Well, you insisted on having a little mini kitchen.
I did indeed.
Yeah, Tammy.
It's only an easy bake oven.
Tammy Wynette scored for Swansea.
Tammy Wynette, son. Stand by your man, because...
Your man.
But yeah, much needed win for Swansea. Been struggling the last few weeks, really, for goals, as we said. Boney's not delivered yet.
No.
Boney M. They had a few chances. Not that many chances, Swansea. They watched the first half of it. They had so much of the ball. But as usual with Swansea, when they got the ball and they're on top of the game, they don't get the goals. Lucky enough, yesterday, 2 goals did come along. But you wouldn't have said they were really on top at the time they scored the goals. Huddersfield Town, yeah. First visit at Liberty, I think, innit, for some time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so much needed a win. Not ease the pressure on Paul Clement, the French the French manager.
God.
But yeah, they needed it anyway. We haven't had half time yet, actually.
I know, I was going to say.
You call half time there. Half time. Here we go. Have a think now.
Ask me if I've seen Kate Bush live.
Have you seen her live?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. I have in 2014.
Oh.
Very rare performance.
Yeah.
One of the very few that lucky to buy a ticket for £135 each. And I saw her in September 2014.
Fuck me, you're having a laugh, are you?
I don't care how much that fucking ticket cost. It's Kate Bush, son. She's only toured once in her lifetime, and I was in 1979.
She fucking don't need to charge you prices like that.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Should we tell you now?
I wept on that performance.
Yeah, I bet you did, son.
Some twat spilt my drink over my poster, hanging up my wall. You can clearly see that. I should take a picture and show everyone my... My ticket and my Kate Bush poster.
£135.
What, don't speak, don't lie.
Right, son, it doesn't indeed. But anyway, that lovely
trip. I've got to say, it was the best 3 days since my little girl's born.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant day in Camden. I saw Gregory Border walking down the street, remember?
Oh, that's right. You told me.
Yeah.
You have his hat on?
Yeah, he did, yeah. I had a photo taken with him.
That's right.
Greg's? Love your pasties. He's a man, what you talking about? What you talking about, fool?
That's what he said.
I pay the fool who don't like my music.
What are we talking about? Well,
oh, we just done the half time.
Beautiful rendition on the cathedral.
Beautiful rendition of Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
From Alex there, beautiful.
From the album The Kick Inside, released 1979.
Brings us right into a bit of a shameless plug in for v2football.com, of course, the website that we are signed to.
You do that, son. I'm going to get some squash.
You're right, son.
Because, oh, I got a terrible.
Go on.
Terrible little go on. Tickly cough, see, son.
Oh, yeah.
Little tickly cough. It's been at me for ages, you know, son. No. And after playing the kazoo. Well, of course, I did the classes on Tuesday night.
Of course, yeah. Down in Port Talbot, man.
Oh, Port Talbot Community Centre. Yeah. Oh, raving success, as you know, son.
I was there.
We are planning, because there's such a massive turnout. Obviously, it was only 20 spaces. But we were shooing them off the door, so everyone we signed, we were like, get away.
We've got to get bounces on this one.
I booked the hall in Pontfried Dreven.
Oh, Jesus, huh? Can you fill that, or what?
Huh?
Can you fill it?
Of course we can fill it.
Bloody hell.
It's the Richard Burton Hall, mind.
Is it?
It's where Richard Burton's from. Pontfried Dreven. So it's massive. It's a massive theatre, son.
Oh,
we fill that up. We've got 40 spaces. 2 weeks' time, Tuesday night, Upper 7, Pontfried Dreven, Richard Burton, Community Christ. Hall, 40 spaces.
Well.
Masterclass.
Right. If we can do it, we'll do it.
We can, son.
I can't wait for Ponty Pandy myself. Hopefully we'll be coming soon.
Ponty Pandy doesn't exist.
You what?
Tola Pandy.
Ponty Pandy, I've seen it on the telly, man.
That's why you're mad, Sam, man.
Hello, Sam.
I told you this before, it's fictional.
Right. Anyway, v2football.com, ladies and gentlemen, all your great articles, interviews, and, of course, an array of different podcasts available, not just our Premier League review. You've got the 72 show, All Things Football League. Weekly show, of course, you've got the original v2football podcast, excuse me. All things world football, stories, transfers, gossip, bit of quiz, bit of a laugh, ladies and gentlemen, check that out. You've got the Hipster's Guide to Europe, all things European football, all Euro leagues, and a catch up around the seas. Monthly edition of that. And of course, the brand new wrestling podcast, Broken.
Broken but Glorious.
Oh, Al's all over it. He's all over
never
it.
Listen to our episode.
He's all over it.
I don't need to, Ash.
You don't need to, son. Why's that, Al? You know it all.
Because it's all in my heart.
It's all in your heart.
I don't need anybody telling me about wrestling.
No.
Hell in a Cell. What a good pay-per-view.
Oh.
Started good, finished good.
It was. I enjoyed it myself.
A couple of duds in the middle, but ooh.
Oh, he's going to be that way, you know, son.
Hell in a Cell.
But.
Usos. Usos versus New Day.
Yeah.
Hell of a. That was like 40 minute fight, that was.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It didn't seem it though, does it? So that's, you know what's a good match
then,
though.
And then Chino and Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn, why?
Somebody told him to.
but
anyway.
World heavyweight title match, Jinder Mahal and Shinsuke Nakamura. See, the Shinsuke Nakamura in New Japan Pro Wrestling will kick his fucking head off.
Yeah.
The Shinsuke Nakamura in WWE is just...
PG, son.
Watered down version. I love Shinsuke. I followed him for many years.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, nice. You were so excited when he signed, I remember,
yeah,
son.
I had a fucking job on, didn't I?
You fucking stroking my nut as you were telling me, son, I remember.
Shinsuke watching in New Japan, oh my God. But why Jinder Mahal? I know why, because they're reaching... Releasing the network in India.
There we are. But, anyway, check out, I think this week coming up, they're interviewing the owner of Chaos Wrestling, Dave Mercy.
Dave Mercy?
Dave Good Mercy. Lad. So, listen out for that coming up this week sometime. And, of course...
they got a competition with Broken But Glorious this week. Win a free copy of WWE 2K18 on your choice of platform.
No, I think it was 2K14. a pre-owned edition.
PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So, you're first, ladies and gentlemen.
WWE No Mercy. It's WWF No Mercy on PS1.
That probably costs more than bloody the game up now. No Mercy.
Pre-owned. It doesn't run. It's scratched the fuck.
That's a bloody really high game to get. A really hard game to get.
No Is Mercy. It?
Yeah. It's still played heavily.
You see all these things. You so wish you kept all these things anyway.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Unbelievable. But
No Mercy was... Bloody get on eBay, it's going to cost you a few bucks.
Was it? Not to be.
Yeah, anyway. WWE 2K18 free copy for a competition of Broken Back Glorious.
There we are.
You heard it for your first.
If that don't get you listed, nothing will. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen.
If they don't do that competition, they're frauds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing to do with us.
No, and of course, check out our great sponsors, artoffootball.com. I think we're still sponsored by them anyway. Whose handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from the one magical kick of a football. And of course, they only produce a limited number of each design. So, Debbie McGee.
Debbie McGee. Oh, you seen her dance on this, huh? She is unbelievable.
Is it?
Oh my god.
Bit of Strictly, sorry ladies and gentlemen. Where were we? Yeah. You only produce a limited number of each design.
Outstanding, Ash.
Yeah?
Honest to God, I'm not bigging her up, son. Well, I am.
Yeah, you are actually.
I am bigging her up. She is outstanding. And she's quite sexy. I quite like an older woman, son.
Daniel's old in the back, wasn't she? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was, I think, wasn't he?
Was he day on now?
Brain tumour, though.
He's not the tumour.
Maybe it's a tumour.
It's not the tumour. Quiet, everyone.
Everyone is quiet now, son. They've all gone.
Look at Arnie from Kindergarten Cop.
So the only produce a limited number of each design, ladies and gentlemen. Art of football we're still talking about. So your t-shirt print, whatever you may order. I don't even know, but check them out, artoffootball.com, artoffootball on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, give them a search, and of course enter the promo code ASHANAL for 10% discount at the checkout, guys. Right, so we get back to the football. Oh, blow the kazoo, son, kick us off for second half, the Premier League review here. Ooh.
It's in retreat, it's coming. When I was a child, running in the dark, afraid of what might be. Sounds like she's in a room there. That was quite a good impression of you.
You're right there, son.
The hounds of love.
No, I don't know them all, Al. I don't know them all, son. I know Babushka, man, that's it.
Oh, Pat Butcher. Yeah.
Right, back to the football, second half of the review. Down to Wembley Stadium, Al. Tottenham Hotspurs finally get rid of the hoodoo. 1-0.
My old man says follow the veil. Tottenham Hotspurs.
1-0 against Christian Eriksen. Oh, is he my dream team, son? Whoosh, I needed that.
Greatest team in history.
Battling for 13th place if I am, son, in the dream team.
Yeah, well, I'm fifth if I am, son.
Harry Kane couldn't start the new month with goals.
Oh, ask me what squash I'm drinking, sir.
What squash are you drinking?
Glad you asked me that, sir.
Yeah.
Lemonade and pink grapefruit. It is delicious.
Where did you get that from?
From Stretchers.
Have you added the lemonade or is it already in?
No, it's all in the sand. New Proud Stretchers. Inkosainan. Massive. Used to be the old B&Q. So you know it's going to be big.
It's going to be big, sir.
Walking around. I'll have some of that. Thank you very much.
Nice. Give it a go, won't it?
Beautiful.
Got to try new things.
It's
a lot to touch. Yeah. But yeah, cracking.
You've got to try new things, you know.
Got to be open to these things, haven't you? Yes, son. but Bournemouth.
Rimmen.
Jermaine Defoe. Started on a bench, of course. Disappointing for him. Obviously, Joshua King is in good form this season for Bournemouth. But
The Norwegian
superstar. but yeah, just a run-of-the-mill win. Really, you would have thought Bournemouth's form this season and Tottenham's form this season. Thought Tottenham could have stuck a few past them, really.
We put subtitles on us, and you know I hate messing Strictly.
But turn over the recording, son. You don't want to spoil yourself.
I haven't got recorded anymore, have I?
Oh, you've done yourself in it, we've seen.
I'm just freeviewing that, son.
On demand, man. No. Still do on demand?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it means I've got to watch it later, no?
Huh?
It means I'll have to watch it later.
Yeah, but you'll hear what's going on now,
won't you? Yeah, but I want to see who gets out.
Anyway, Tottenham, I think, just be happy to win their first league game at Wembley, of course. And, of course, close the gap on Manchester United to just 3 points now.
That'll be the top three at the end of the season.
I think so.
Mark my words.
Oh, I will mark your words. Don't you worry about it. But yes, and so we move on then to Tottenham's rivals, of course. In the evening kickoff on Saturday, playing Watford, Vicarage Road we go. Elton's big boys, 2-1 winners against the Arsenal. Al, can you believe it, Al? Well, yeah, because this is what Arsenal do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pimit to Saka with a goal opener for Arsenal. From a granite Chaka Khan. But then, of course, second half, Watford come out all guns blazing, really going for it, putting themselves about. Troy the Deeney with a penalty to level things up. Bit of controversy, some people saying it's not a penalty, some people saying it's
Didn't see it, sir.
Well, it's like, he was running past, I can't remember, I think it might have been the old Kieran Richarlison. Running past someone. It was a slight touch. And he went down. Now, some people saying he went down a bit too easy. But then on the other hand, he's a quick little... Hey, what's going on here?
That's Al Pacino.
He's a quick... just come in, just popped in for a cuppa, for a turkey leg. He's a quick player, so you can put it the other way as... When someone's going that fast... And it's all you've got to do is just a little bit of contact.
It can about?
Diver. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're going that fast and it is just a little contact, it can throw your balance off completely. Without a doubt. You know what I mean? It's the same if you're walking down the street and you trip over a stone, for instance. If you're walking, you've got a good chance of staying on your feet.
Yeah.
Having a wobble and stuff. But if you're pelting down a road and you trip over a stone... Well, you're going to fucking scrape your face to bits.
Or you could be walking down the street and slip on them non-slip things and fall on your arse.
Yeah.
And cross your legs.
It's easily done. But I'm saying, if you are pelting down the road, then you're pelting down the road, that's it. You've got a face full of gravel, listen. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can look at it two ways. It doesn't look a lot, but when you're going at such speed... And a little nick, it can knock you off balance. But I'd have given a penalty. Why not? Just because, you know, it's Arsenal, isn't it?
Arsenal!
And of course, last minute goal. A winner.
Tom Cleverley.
Go on. I'm listening.
On Football Focus, they interviewed Wilfred Saha.
Yeah, no.
I do believe it was Gabby Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly known as Gabby Yorif.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they also interviewed Tom Cleverley.
No way. And they both...
Scored.
Yeah. Scored goals.
Yeah.
Scored winners. Not just goals, the winners.
It's the glad Gabby Logan effect.
The Gabby Logan effect. Quite right, though. And, of course, as the ball hit the back of the net, Gareth Southgate busily looking for his number. To, you know, confirm his place in the World Cup squad.
Yeah. Oh, he's quite good. I'll take him.
He'll be in the squad without a shadow of a doubt. But Arsenal just felt the bits. I think even Troy Deeney came out. He went into the studio afterwards and said they're just not. Well, what was the headline? They lack in cojones.
Yeah.
That means balls. That does out.
I know.
Just in case.
Type it in Google.
I don't know.
That's Google, it's said.
That's Google. Oh, very good. And it's spot on. They're never up for a fight.
Cucaracha, me.
Cucaracha?
Yeah. No, it's like a cucaracha.
Well,
la, 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 la,
I'm going to go what it more sounds like than cockroach.
Yeah, cockroach.
Cockroach.
A cockroach is a cucaracha.
Where did he sing a song about that?
Yeah. Cockroach, it doesn't sound right in English, does it?
No.
A cucaracha.
Spot on, I'll pay you, I like that song.
I don't do another one.
You always like T-Man. Anyway, Marco Silva. What a season he's having, really building something at Watford. And where are they in the table now? Oh, they've got to be up there. Fourth. Just above Chelsea by 2 points. So, absolutely flying under the silver. You can't, what a season he's having. All thanks to Hull, of course. No one would have known who he was if Hull didn't take that chance to go for him. I wouldn't have. I didn't have a clue. So.
I didn't. And we know 99% of everybody in football.
Oh, without a doubt.
And he must have slipped through that 1% through.
Without a doubt. We all know who Arsene Wenger is and, you know, what he needs to do, but he's not going to do it. So there we are.
We all know Wenger when he was at in Japan.
Oh, Christ. Yes, we know him.
Oh, yes. We know him.
Yes, we know him. Christ alive. He sent me my first pair of chopsticks, of course.
Everybody's
do they have chopsticks in Japan?
Yeah,
they do. I got it right. Oh, he did. He gave me some chopsticks.
I remember the time he sent me some wasabi.
No.
So what are you sending me this for? He said, yes, dude, he's nice.
German, is he?
Yes, he's nice. Yeah. Oh, he said, Alex. Avec
Oh, est-ce que vous savez, Alex?
Oh, René.
This is hot stuff, Alex.
Sacre père.
It's right.
Okie cookie, pickle a pokey.
It's like his ears. Like his ears.
Pour la réponse, c'est.
So, yes, arsehole.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Struggle again. So we move on quickly to the Sunday games.
That's the bell boy broken French.
poor old Everton had to play two teams today.
I missed today's games.
I saw bits and pieces. Brighton and Hove Albion, two teams Everton had to play. One each it finished. Anthony Knockhart with the first goal, 82nd minute for Brighton. Wayne Rooney from the penalty spot with the equaliser. For Everton.
The equaliser? Well, Edward Woodward.
Edward Woodward.
Oh, for you modern day people, Denzel Washington.
Denzel, he's the modern day, was he?
Yeah, have you seen the equaliser movie? It's really good. I was going to swear then.
Oh.
It's a really, really good film.
But another good result there for Brighton, keeping the points rolling in.
Rolling. Oof.
Everton, you've got to say, the form they're in, that's a really good point for them, away from home.
Yeah, it is.
Against a confident Brighton side. They battled, obviously, went 1-0 down, but they really battled and showed a bit of quality there. Whether it'll keep up in the next game against someone of a little better quality, maybe, you'd say. Who knows, Al? Who knows? But it's a good point this week. Arsenal next week, see? So, on the Super Sunday next week. So, but it's a so-so great result for both teams, really. Keeps Brighton's, as I said, keeps everyone going. And it just brings a bit of more confidence to Everton. Because, I mean, as we with a lot of games, when you equalise in those last minutes, it feels like 3 points sometimes. It feels like a victory.
Not really, though. No. Doesn't reflect on the table.
No, it doesn't reflect on the table. Still only get 1 point, mine. But there we are. So we'll move on then, down at St Mary's. We've had a 2-2. We've had a Desmond, son. Is it pork pie?
Pork pie. They don't know Desmond and pork pie.
Oh, they don't know. They should. Everyone
should. I tell you what I've been watching.
Go on.
On YouTube.
Go on. Fuck the football. Fuck it.
I heard a song the other day by Bobby Womack. Do you know Womack and Womack?
Oh, this one was
solid as a rock. That, I think.
From Bobby.
Yeah, this is Bobby Womack, and I was like, God, that's like a character show. And it reminded me of Lenny Henry's character, Theopolis P. Wildebeest. Remember?
Yeah.
So I typed in Lenny Henry show. I've been watching a Lenny Henry show from, what is it, 87, 88, 95, yeah. And then 2003, 2004 on YouTube.
I used to find it funny when I was a kid.
Yeah.
In the 2000s, I never found it so funny.
Oh, I quite like characters like Donovan.
Yeah. I like the early stuff.
Yeah.
And I liked, what's the sitcom with him? Chef,
yeah.
I liked that. I used to like that as a child. Showing a reason. No one on here knows anything about this stuff. No one else. But yes, sir. I've just watched Tank all week, as we know. Got nothing else to
do. Do I watch all programmes? I can't find I watch them on YouTube, so Lenny Henry.
You've got to pay for something, haven't you?
Yeah, no, yeah, like I was looking at something. I trying to watch a documentary about Lord Lucan the other day, me and my mum wife.
I couldn't find it.
And there's loads of them come out, and the one we want is one about focuses on his wife who just died.
Yeah.
So I clicked on it, so an advert came up. Go to this to pay, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then three other ones. I had to pay for every single one.
Disgusting, though.
No. Couldn't find it on the ATV hub, but it was only aired in July. Don't keep anything on.
Yeah. Disgusting, man, huh? YouTube, man, it's going downhill. Downhill fast.
Oh, I like my documentaries, and especially about something like Lord Lucan. Incident. Let's call it an incident.
It's a mystery, son.
Mystery. Find.
You need to get Scooby-Doo on this
it's
case.
It's a toy world cock, son.
Scooby-Doo need to get on this case.
Hey, what's up, buddy, old pal?
It won't be on it, son. We'll let some Mary's out. Because for the Desmond, of course, we, as we know, Isaac Hayden opened the scoring.
Isaac Hayes, I've Dan Ryan.
Couldn't think of what he fucking said, son. He's a bad mother. Anyway.
Suck on my jack or something, balls. Sticking in my mouth and suck on.
Very underrated song.
Shit. I remember buying that. I bought three copies of that Christmas. Just to get into Christmas number one.
Yeah, 1-0 up for Newcastle, and then...
God, that score, that's like 99, isn't it?
Oh, easy.
Chef's
easy.
Chocolate Christmas salty ball thing.
I'd have gone before that. I'd have said 98.
Could be, yeah, could be.
It was around the, around the same time. Bob the Builder. It was Bob the Builder the year after.
Yeah, our first year of college was 99, so...
I think it was before that.
So it might have been December of...
98.
98.
I got 98. Well, a couple of years I'll go for. That could have been Spice Girls, though. It was area, wasn't it? Spice Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
They had three or four Christmas number ones.
To become one. Where's number one? Oh, it's my good old Maca Gregory Porter.
There he is, look.
Still
got his hat on, though.
He looked exactly like us, son. He wears that hat all the time. Confident thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't like going out in public without him.
No?
Yeah. I gotta say, he is effing huge.
The big boy, is he?
Huge, son. He made me look like a fan-sized person. Can't call him midgets anymore.
You can't, can you?
No, I can't. I've got to call him fan-sized.
Fan-sized. He's a big boy, isn't he?
Yeah, let's listen to it, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Running out so long of me. 30 seconds. Beautiful. Bit of background music. Beautiful. This one.
Funny enough, okay, I'm going to...
Oh,
I have a connection with Gregory Porter, not just because I met him and I said hello and we had a conversation.
Yeah.
And I got photos taken. Every time me and my non-wife go to the Black Boy, which is a pub in Denver. I know. I can't believe they're still allowed a pub called Black Boys. Okay? Apparently it's about coal miners.
I don't think I should have laughed at him, but carry on.
Black Boy up in Calais. And every time we walk in, his song is playing.
Is it?
Laura. Hey, Laura.
It's me.
Every time now. Like, we were in there.
Been there once.
We were in there last Thursday, and it was the fourth time we walked in, and it was playing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a thing on the door. You know, like a sensor. It just, whatever the door opens.
Gregory Porter fan out.
we've got Equaliser from Southampton, from Gabbiadini.
Yeah, he got two, didn't he?
He got two, son. One for the penalty spot, and Ayoze Perez... for Newcastle, the other one
is that Rosie Perez's brother.
Rosie Perez's brother, that is spot on. What a spot on. Son. Who
outdated he... references we've got outdated on the show?
So we do, sir. So
outdated
we do.
References.
What was she in now?
Is it this could happen to you? White man can't jump.
No, she's. I found out.
She's the camera in Dora.
That's it. Yeah. She's the camera. In
Explorer.
No, Diego, sir.
Diego. Go, Diego, go.
Yes. Go, Diego, go. Have a scatteo, amigo. Welcome, my friends. Something like that.
Hey, Spanish, Alice.
Hey, don't fuck about me, son. Al, you don't want to know what I got away with when you were checking your turkey leg, son. But anyway, that's the end of the Premier League review, ladies
Thank
and gentlemen.
God.
Got through it. Got through it together. Still to come, we've got the world famous beer hat quiz, ladies and gentlemen. And a special guest
when
as well.
When we go our new quiz starting, son?
It's all that shush, son, eh? It's all that shush. We've paid up yet, have we? Paid up yet, son?
Oh, I haven't got no emails yet.
No, me neither.
I haven't actually checked.
Anyway, we have got, it's World Famous Beer Mat Quiz, and of course, the...
Check my email, son. I never check my Outlook.
Very special guest coming up as well. Right, so yes, we'll go with the World Famous Beer Mat Quiz. Of course, if you've never listened before, the premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a card, ask each other a question. Hope you get yours right, don't they get theirs wrong. Alex, of course.
Oh, we're going to read from the Les Dawson Bible.
Oh, we haven't done that for weeks.
No, we haven't, have we?
Let's cut it out, son. Saddest day.
We'll rename the quiz.
Just the beer mat quiz again.
The Robert Mugabe quiz.
Robert Mugabe quiz, fair enough. I'm happy with that.
Well, we'll think of a footballer.
Did he play for Coventry? No?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Anyway, you are currently 1-0 up, I believe, Al, still?
Yeah.
After 7 episodes, we've won... After 7 episodes and 12 questions, between the two of us, we've had one right, ladies and gentlemen. There's our footballing knowledge. It's that 1%, son.
Yeah, we...
Keeps coming up in the questions, that 1%, we just don't know.
We keep that bar high, son, don't we?
But anyway, Ash, Al, even, I'm Ash.
Yeah.
Right, you crack on, son. You going to ask the first?
No, you ask first.
I'll ask first. All right, then, son, calm down. Calm down. Here we go, then. Oh, look at this. It's an easy one here. Right, then. Ready?
Ban Ki-moon.
Thank you.
Yeah, the UN Ban Ki-moon football quiz.
Here we are. Take it to the bank.
Yeah.
Right, who was the last goalkeeper to be named Chelsea's Player of the Year before Petr Cech won the award?
Petr Cech.
Sorry, I forgot. You're a countryman.
Oh, yeah, Petr. Probably the second best goalkeeper now from Czech Republic.
Yes. After Cernicek, is it?
Pavel.
Who was the last goalkeeper to be named Chelsea's Player of the Year before Petr Cech won the award in 2011?
Is it multiple choice?
No, that's it, on him.
All right, then. So, Finch. Here we go. I'm thinking... Before Czech, we got Cogicini, we got Edichau.
Edichau, love his name.
Dimitri Kanarin was before Czech.
Or Spring Legs.
I can't think of anybody between...
Seen him, once met him.
Who's goalkeepers? Viali's era. That was Edichau, isn't it? I'm going to go for... Have I said the name?
Maybe.
I'll go for Carlo Cuduccini because he had some cracking seasons.
He's gone for Carlo Cuduccini, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is Carlo Cuduccini.
Yeah, he was a hell of a keeper. Is he still playing? Who's at Tottenham, yes, wasn't he?
No, he went to Tottenham after Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's long retired, to be honest.
Cuduccini, oh, what
three seasons retired.
Great keeper, Cuduccini.
Oh, immense for Chelsea back then.
2-0.
2-0 to Alex.
2-0, yeah, butchers.
More pressure on me. I really need to get one right here.
Who were the last team to defeat Manchester United in the treble winning season of 1999? Or that is the Euro Lord
1999.
It was on December 19th.
Oh, December 19th. Let's have a think.
Who were the last team to defeat Man United on the treble-winning season of the year 1999.
Oh, 99. So, say it again now. When was December 98 then?
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Might be something to think. I'm not going to go for a big team. I'm going to go for... Who was about then? I'm going to take a wild guess. It's not multiple choice, is it?
No, it's not multiple choice.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know yours were multiple choice.
No, it's still mine together, don't
I? Got it straight away, didn't I?
I'm going to go for...
Bit left field here, Sam. I mentioned them earlier. I'm going to go Coventry.
Oh, not Middlesbrough.
Two nil up.
What am I, three time winner?
We'll go on about it. There we are, 2-0 to Alex.
You asked me goalkeeper question, Ash.
I know, we should never.
Easy peasy, pitch lemon squeezy, bit of dribble.
Right, I pick it. Actually, I've got to pick better cards next time, that's the thing. Right, ladies and gentlemen, so we...
Let's get Roy on the phone.
Get Roy on the phone, is it?
We've got to do something special this week, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have two guests. One mini guest, Roy Hodgson.
Is he in, Sander? Is he on the line? Line one? Line two.
Line two, yeah. Our main guest is on line one.
Yep. Hello, Roy, are you there?
Who up, Buzz?
How are you, Roy?
Whoa. I only fucking got it, Buzz.
Hey, that's to the swear box,
I don't
Roy.
Care. We won.
You won 2-1.
Could you believe that?
So you've saved your job, Roy. Well, you would have been out on your ear, son.
Oh, I couldn't believe it, but. Winifred so hot.
he cooked up a treat for you, didn't he?
Oh, I'll give him extra portions.
Yeah.
I lost my post, yeah.
Extra portion, yes.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh. I made them all risotto last night.
Oh, nice.
Nice butter risotto.
I bet they like that.
Oh, yeah, well...
Celebration.
Wilfred, oh, he lapped it up.
Did he?
He loved it.
So this is it now? Is this the turnaround, Roy? Is this it?
Well, I think so, Buzz. I'm not coming back now.
No, it's the last time we're going to hear you for a while, isn't it, Roy?
Probably.
Too big for us. Oh, well, disappointing, but we're all obviously pleased for you. We wish you nothing but the best, obviously, on this show, right?
Well, thank you, Buzz.
Hopefully you come to Christmas do. You come to the Christmas do.
Oh, of course,
yeah.
Oh, there we are. I'm doing the catering.
Yeah, well, I hope so, yeah. I thought we had been booked. As long as you're cancelled, I know you're busy over Christmas.
Guess what I'm making you, Buzz? Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls. Yeah. I love that.
A bit of sausage rolls.
Love them. Love them, Roy. Well, thanks. Thank you for coming on, speaking to us.
See you soon, Buzz.
See you very soon.
Fucking terrible.
Yes, right. See you later. Oh, he's ecstatic, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is chuffed with himself. Fair news. Oh, I bet them
he's
boys...
He's over the moon, isn't he?
He's over banging
you
moon.
You can see it yesterday when he's off the bench. You didn't know what to do, should you? He was like a cat in the headlights.
He's all... He's over banky moon.
He's off the banky moon to find Mr. Spoon.
He is. Oh, I bet the boys loved that last night. Roy special. Oh, Roy's risotto. We've had it ourselves, some we know, do we?
Roy probably. He's probably a pear mint risotto, knowing Roy.
Oh,
he likes a pear mint risotto.
Mm, very nice, Roy. Fair dues, fair dues.
Very nice, Roy. Fucking that's very nice, Roy.
He's fucking. This jar's filling up, son. This jar's filling up. Getting another one next week. Right, but we've got an old friend join us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a very special guest, of course. A bit of news from one of his old teams.
Is that the right thing? That's the Russian thing, isn't it?
It's Russian. No, that was right, isn't it?
It's the wrong soundtrack.
And of course, he's got a book coming out as well.
Deutschland.
He's got a book coming out, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
That's French,
it.
Isn't it?
Oh. Deutschland, Deutschland,
fine.
Jürgen
Klinsmann, anyway,
I would sing it, but it's a bad frog.
Oh, it's no problem at all, Jürgen. How are you?
Somebody got stuck down there the other day. Oh. I wouldn't mention anything.
Oh, I don't want to know what it was, Jürgen. Anyway, have we been? Have we been?
Well, Jürgen is gloating, boys. He's gloating.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha, you Americans. You sacked Jürgen, and you did not qualify to do World Cup next year in Russia.
Oh, of course, World Cup qualifications.
They can't do a reenactment of Rocky IV now.
No, they can't, sir.
Russia versus USA.
You're quite...
East versus West.
Can't have it. Can't have it at all.
Can't have Alexi Lala come out half-time saying, if you can change, I can change.
You're right, Jürgen.
But no, what did they do? They sack Jürgen.
They sack Jürgen.
And they lose to Trinidad and Tobago. Yes, it's against two teams.
Oh, that's still.
But they lost. And they're not in the World Cup. First time since 1986. I'm laughing them now.
It's only what they deserve, Jürgen, for the way they treated you. We all know that.
It's the stupid present as well.
Yes, this is bunk as well.
Yes.
You are quite right. But other than that, how have you been keeping? Of course, you've been writing a book.
Writing a book, yes, of course. Well, of course, I'm supposed to do some...
You're going to read an excerpt?
Read an excerpt.
Today, I believe.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe not. If I can find it. I wasn't prepared this week,
but... No. But we've got a fill, Steve.
Well, look at the time, bud. You need an hour already of crap. You don't need another 20 minutes of crap, do you, bud? Just be fair.
No,
Jürgen promises next week I will read an, what's his word again, extract?
I think so.
My English sometimes is not that good.
No.
Extract of my autobiography, my memoirs.
Yes, we are looking forward to that, yes. Of course. We've, me and Alex, of course, read it already.
Oh, yes, it's actually good.
Beautiful read, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. You write it yourself, then, Jürgen, or a ghostwriter?
No, I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
No, I never liked Nicolas Cage anyway, son.
You tears. No, Jürgen writes it all himself. Well, okay. I say writer, you the typewriter.
The typewriter.
A typewriter.
That's better than yes. Writing, isn't it?
I'm not using these days modern technology, the laptop. What is it called? A pair?
A pair?
A pair Mac?
Yeah.
A Mac?
Mac.
Of Apple Mac, yes, Apple Mac.
Apple Mac.
Apple Mac. I don't know, I use an old-fashioned Brexit typewriter.
Yeah. Why not? Does the job better, doesn't it?
Yes, it's like Ronson. Ah, tears.
Well, we look forward to it.
Come on, ask me more questions.
I don't know, I've run out, to be honest with you. You haven't watched any football.
Of course.
Yeah? Come on then, come on, we haven't had a prediction this year. First time on this season, of course.
Who's going to win the Premier League?
Who is going to win the Premier League?
Tottenham.
Tottenham,
of course. Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, of course, isn't it?
Harry Kane.
Oh, he's one of their own, you know. One of them.
He's one of us. He's one of us. Oh, Jürgen. It's all cool.
So when are we going to see you again, Jürgen? We don't want to leave it so long next time.
Next week, I just said to you, I'll be next week to read that extract from my memoir.
You promised, though.
Yes, son, with your ears, yes.
You promised, though, Jürgen.
Yes, I will.
Oh, like then, okay.
I'll be more prepared next week. You just threw it out there, you know. You didn't tell me before we started recording this.
I'm trying to sell a book for you, Jürgen. That's all I'm doing.
Yes, but you need to let me, Sandra, know to let the feedback to me.
Well, I thought she did, which obviously lost him.
Like, Kenny's out there, you know.
Yeah, he's got his keyboard.
Kenny's there, he's playing all the time.
He's always got a keyboard.
He's got a guitar keyboard, isn't he, Kenny? I don't know what it's called. Not a guitar keyboard, is it?
No, it's not.
I'd say a mobile keyboard.
Yeah. As good as anything.
A necklace keyboard.
Necklace
keyboard. But yes, next week, I promise you, can promise this. I will read an extract from my autobiography, Jürgen.
Jürgen. There we
Maybe
go.
Maybe at the moment it's called Jürgen.
Yes.
But if I find if I find a better title for it, or come up with a better title, it might change it, you know. They do it all the time, see?
They do. They do. I mean, obviously, we only read the rough draft. It's not our back yet, is it?
Oh, it's not bare back either.
There we are, Jürgen. I think with that, we will say goodbye and see you next week.
See you next week. Have been the same.
Bye bye, Jürgen. See you next week.
Toodle pips.
Always nice to see Jürgen. Always nice to see
you. You can't spring something like that on someone.
Well, I'm trying to sell his book for him.
Yeah, but he has got his manuscripts. Manuscripts?
Well, like you said, miscommunication. We told Sandra, I mean, you know what I mean? She should have passed.
She's not getting a spit roast night as well.
No chance.
Or a bit of a turkey leg.
No, she's having no turkey legs, without a doubt. So, yeah, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the podcast. Join us next week for more Premier League review, shameless plugs, beer mat quiz, and...
Oh, I love it when a plan comes together.
And, of course, the exclusive reading from Jürgen Klinsmann. No coming next week. In the meantime, have a good week.
I'll be lucky.
Drop this.